Dangerous Games by Carrie Arthur. Narrated by Angela Daw. Copyright 2007 by Carrie Arthur. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dell Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I stood in the shadows and watched the dead man. The night was bitterly cold, and rain fell in a heavy, constant stream. Water sluiced down the vampire's long causeway of a nose, leaping to the square thrust of his jaw before joining the mad rush down the front of his yellow raincoat. The puddle around his bare feet had reached his ankles and was slowly beginning to creep up his hairy legs. Like most of the newly risen, he was little more than flesh stretched tautly over bone, but his skin possessed a rosy glow that suggested he'd eaten well and often, even if his pale eyes were sunken. Haunted. Which in itself wasn't really surprising. Thanks to the willingness of both Hollywood and literature to romanticize vampirism, far too many humans seemed to think that by becoming a vampire they'd instantly gain all the power, sex, and wealth they could ever want. It wasn't until after the change that they began to realize that being undead wasn't the fun time often depicted, that wealth, sex, and popularity might come, but only if they survived the horrendous first few years when a vampire was all instinct and blood need. And of course, if they did survive, then they learned that endless loneliness, never feeling the full warmth of the sun again, never being able to savor the taste of food, and being feared or ostracized by a good percentage of the population, was also part of the equation. Yeah, there were laws in place to stop discrimination.